Hello, Guardians. Well, it's been a hot minute since our last episode last year. I'll explain why. There's no specific reason. We never had a discussion to stop the show, nor to put it on hold necessarily. After the last show, we all pretty much took a break from D2 for 3 to 6 months and have come back individually on and off. But we've not really played together due to a mix of disinterest, time differences, and changing family and life responsibilities. We do hope to rekindle the show in the future. We're just not sure in what format, whether we do a generalist gaming show or keep it to D2 if things ever click back in again. In the meantime, however, my son and myself have been playing a bit, and he's a bit of a character, so when I asked him if he wanted to do a show, his eyes lit up. So, after I got him to put an outline together, we have just released our first ever episode, which I will play next. The show's name is the Destiny Hour Podcast. Please go and have a look at your platform of choice, but I'll be posting the episodes here for a while until we have another go with Gibbo and Bundy Tiger. The show itself has still got me in it, so there's still wee jokes and some fart jokes, but otherwise, it's a family-friendly show. We also have a Discord, which will be family-friendly, which you are welcome to join. So yeah, go and have a look, press a few buttons, subscribe to that on your so that you don't miss an episode when I stop putting it on here. Just a warning for this episode, I did trial sharing the microphone with my son, who also decided to eat throughout the show against my advice. So the audio is terrible at times, predominantly due to me stepping away from the microphone, to be fair. I promise the next show, the audio will be as clean as the DAP shows previously released. So enjoy it. Please give this and potentially one or two more shows a listen. Yeah, please do jump across to the other platform to also listen to it so that we can see how many people are actually interested in the show, if you do like it. And otherwise, hopefully you enjoy.
Welcome to the first episode of the Destiny Hour. I am Appleball Zero, and I co-host with Bushman Bob. Today, we will introduce the show, talk about changes to Destiny 2, have some theories, and talk about some builds.
We might even have a dad joke or two.
Welcome to our show.
Welcome, Guardians, to the Destiny Hour with our hosts, Appleball Zero and Bushman Bob. Hi, Appleball. What's happening?
A lot.
A lot's happening. Well, today, did you know that this is our first show together?
Yes.
Ever?
Yes.
First one of the Destiny Addict. So for everyone's knowledge, we did do a little bit of background. So we just wanted to let you know that this show that Appleball had said that we need to be entertaining, right? Number one. And you can't just say that out loud. He said, I'm not allowed to tell you that. Definitely it's an hour about us talking about Destiny 2. Not Destiny in relation to, like, the religion, because there's that show that's called Destiny.
It was Hour of Destiny or something.
Hour of Destiny.
Different
show. So this is definitely a show about...
the game.
The game that Bungie made. You know, the one, Destiny 2. And yeah. Destiny 1, if you...
I mean, if you... I haven't played that. If you know anything...
Yeah. Just stop peeing in your mouth right now.
For context, I'm eating frozen peas.
Why do you have to give context to it?
Because otherwise it's very
stop
weird.
Stop eating the frozen peas! So this is Appleball's first show. He hasn't got his microphone etiquette happening. So number one, no squeaky chairs. No eating while you're podcasting. Definitely no peeing in your mouth. Okay. So we've had our first... we all poo joke. So that didn't take very long. That might have been a record. It is our first show, so it definitely is a world record for the Destiny game.
I don't think so, but okay.
Well, it is. It has to be,
so. Oh, I was kind of thinking, like, I was like, what do you mean world record for...
podcasting.
For this podcast? And there's probably someone that opened up like, hello, P. Wow. Or something like that.
Wow, that's our second joke. So, maybe we could call you Apple P?
No.
Push your P.
Anyway.
Okay, that's enough of that.
All right. So let's go into the first topic.
Oh, straight into it.
That's yes.
Going to be good. All right, nice structure. Nice structure to the show.
What is it? Okay. You know anything that's changing, really?
Sorry?
You know anything that's changing?
Do I know anything that's changing? Well, it went from Destiny 1 to Destiny 2, because there's all the things that might not know. That changed. Because remember, we're starting from a very low base here. This is episode 1.
I kind of meant more like what's changing in Destiny 2.
Recently?
Recently or going to.
Oh, well, they're two different questions, really, aren't they?
Yeah. Anything about that, you know?
Well, there was a little bit of a change recently, which you missed out on because it was your birthday. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard about the shotgun.
Yeah, the shotgun.
You apparently could also make it grenades everywhere. Yeah. Like, or you can make, like, a minigun that sprays out, it's like, glaives.
Okay, so it's not called a minigun in Destiny.
Actually, no, I can give you the definition. Okay. A minigun is a minigun is when you have a machine gun, but the barrel rotates, apparently, right? This isn't from me, this is from one of my friends.
Oh, it must be true then.
He knows a weird amount about guns.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the difference.
So Apple Bull's friend says a minigun, the thing goes around it. Isn't stop. Alright, so anyway, as far as Destiny is concerned, it's called a machine gun is the big heavy weapon that we're working on.
Okay. If I call it a minigun, anyone in the podcast now knows what I mean.
Apple Minigun Zero.
I used to always say to my friends, you know, imagine if they made, like, a minigun that just shoots nukes.
Well, that's kind of maybe what... Again, minigun, machine gun. If you had a machine gun...
That's what I was saying, where it was a little bit.
So they fixed that. They fixed the bug, but then they found out they got DDoS straight
away. What's DDoS?
DDoSing is called a denial of service. So people, like, spam the servers of Destiny.
Oh, yeah, is that why? When you were playing. Is that why it kept kicking me up?
Yeah, contacting Destiny servers. So we were about to go, is it because we're playing together? Is our internet playing up? Because our internet's been playing up. And then I'll just wait until Bungie Help actually says something about it, because this is weird. And then when I checked 10 minutes prior, they were like, yeah, actually, we don't normally tell you, but we've been DDoSed. And I think they said that because people assumed it might have been because of the patch. So they made so that the weapons weren't shooting like shotguns. I think apparently there were 12 times more powerful auto rifles when you...
There was that.
So, yeah, so I got to finish the duality dungeon for the first time.
Duality? Isn't that a shotgun?
Isn't there a shotgun? Oh, there is. You're right. There is a shotgun called Duality, but there's also...
I love that shotgun.
There is also a dungeon called Duality, which is an older...
I never use the slug pellet mode of the Duality. I just like it. It just looks weird. It, like, reloads like a revolver.
I don't use Duality much because, you know, Telesto.
We should go over this. Okay, so he's a hunter. I'm a titan, right? Yes,
that's a good point.
Yeah, so I didn't really like playing as a warlock or a hunter. They just feel strange.
Well, no, I like playing as a warlock.
No, because no.
That's it, mate. No, you could probably hear it.
There's a lot of people that do like warlocks, hence why when I'm...
Do you really call them people? Like...
My God. Anyway, so...
So we've just, like, annoyed... One third of the Destiny.
No, you have, not me.
Okay, so you can just stick around because Apple Bull loves you.
Anyway, a lot of YouTubers are also warlocks. Anyway.
Well, that says something as well, doesn't it?
What's wrong with YouTubers?
I'm not going to answer that question. Anyway.
Yeah, I like the Titan just because it's kind of like a tank that you can just run in with.
Yeah.
We do have some builds. I have some builds. Well, he doesn't have any builds.
I just thought maybe considering it's our first show and we were introducing the fact that you are a Titan, do you want to actually tell people a little bit like who you are as a person?
Just the way I play or like...
Yeah, like maybe like your gaming history more so. Not like, you know, what colour is your favourite colour.
Okay.
Well, we all know what your favourite fruit is. It's hints in the name. But more like...
That's not actually my favourite fruit anymore. Used to be, not anymore.
What got you into Destiny, that type of thing, maybe?
You guys, an apple isn't my favourite fruit anymore, right?
What?
It's an apricot. Anyway.
Apricot bull. That doesn't get the
name. Bull is no longer my favorite animal. What's your favorite animal? It's a very old username. Echidna. Echidna. Anyway.
No, what's your favorite animal?
Echidna.
Oh, I thought you said okay, Dad.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Bushman Bob is my dad.
Yeah. So what are we saying? So apricot echidna, yeah, that's
too many exactly symbols. That's what I'm saying. It's something that's apple ball zero, yeah, it's fairly smooth.
Well, and the zero is just because you had.
I remember when we played
game. Someone took your username.
So yeah, so we added a zero. Yeah. I remember when we were playing a game, right? When I have a Diablo, yeah, Diablo. I was really annoyed. You kept always writing bull apple zero. I'm like,
like a bull.
I was so annoyed every single time. Anyway, so most of the games I really played growing up were Minecraft and Roblox.
So some really niche games for the kids.
Not really Roblox either. When I was below 10, really just Minecraft. I wasn't allowed Terraria. Roblox. Terraria, that was good. I do play it sometimes, but it's kind of I really got used to just going into those maps and just grabbing. Because there were maps, right, in Terraria, I should probably explain this, where you could transfer your loot in between worlds, because you have different characters that have different stuff. I'd always just go into those, they had these worlds, right, public worlds, that just had tons of just really overpowered loot that I would bring in to my normal worlds, or even just blocks to build with. Okay. We should probably get back to Destiny after we go over what kind of stuff you like.
No, well, what got you into Destiny?
Oh, so my dad plays Destiny. There you go.
And you said one day
I want to join that. Yeah. I remember I thought the machine gun was a special.
Ooh, machine gun. You said the right word instead of a minigun.
I always, because you, I remember you would, when you would pick up heavy ammo, you'd just say, I'm like, oh, machine gun. I probably whispered that too much. Anyway, but so when my dad used to use that, I always thought, is that a special or something? Or what is that? So, yeah, it turns out, no, it wasn't a super. It was, because I remember when he used supers, I'm like, why don't you use that all the time?
Yeah, well, that would be ideal. That would be a nice bug as well. There's been those sorts of bugs in the past, unlimited supers.
I feel like this would be a really cool thing to do in Destiny, right? Add a game mode in PvP or PvE.
Please don't tell me where supers are in.
No.
Because there is that mode.
No. Where you can just wear your full outfit, be exotics, full weapons, exotics. Just exotic mode.
Yeah.
Exotic. Exotic Wars. So, yeah, that's the name. Destiny, well, if for some reason you listen, Exotic Wars.
Destiny or Bungie, would you say?
I mean, Bungie's also developing on other things, so. So, Bungie or Destiny.
Devala, please. Please listen.
Yes, Devala. Isn't he dead?
Their voice actor is dead. They've announced the replacement.
Oh, yeah. Who is he?
Some guy. Sounds very similar to him. I know. I don't know the name from the top of my mind. But, it's, yeah.
Talking about the Vanguards.
Mm-hmm. Were we talking
about Cade Six? Devala.
Devala. Yeah, okay.
Cade Six.
Yeah.
I was not here, right?
Well, neither is Cade Six.
I was not here during the period where... I was not playing Destiny during the period where Cade Six was here, or obviously when he died. Only just recently when they added that to be playable again. Just a couple weeks ago, I think, they added that. I was able to play that, and so able to see how that happened, but how he died. But I'm very excited after seeing the final shape teaser, which Cade Six is back.
Okay, so there's that spoiler bit. Yeah, but the question is he really back, or is it the ghost of? No one really knows.
Yeah, it's people might think people are thinking they might be in what's it called in the Traveler.
He could be inside the
Traveler. In the Traveler. Because when you die, maybe their body, because they were a garden, went into the Traveler.
A garden or a guardian?
Guardian.
Guardian. As if they were just gardening.
The gardeners.
Oh, that could be what they're working on as a second game. Instead, they'll have the guardians gardening. Say that five times quickly. Guardians gardening.
Guardians gardening, guardians gardening, guardians gardening, guardians gardening. Yeah. You know one that's really difficult to say really fast?
What?
Boss rush.
Boss rush?
Yeah, say it really fast over and over again.
Oh, no, that's harder. You just said this.
This is what it sounds like. Boss rush, 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 rush. It almost immediately turns into burger or rush bosh or bosh. It's hilarious. It's like, you go for it, Dad. Try. See how.
Boss rush. Did it.
Even still, you mess it up a little bit.
Boss rush.
See? Too bad. But it's really confusing. Like, boss rush, bosh.
Oh, dear. You say it twice. Maybe it's up to you. Maybe there you go. There's our first competition for listeners. If you can send us through you saying boss rush five times really quickly, you'll get a free invite to our Discord channel.
Someone's going to be there. Just going to go, boss rush. Bus rush.
No, you're gonna. Well, the best one. Actually, yeah, the best one will get a free invite to the. Well, actually, they're gonna have to be on the Discord channel in order to get the invite.
For what?
Maybe we could, for the Discord channel, maybe we could set up the competition winners section each week.
But what's that gonna help them with? Give them a little what's it called? A little badge.
Yeah. What would that badge be?
Could be like a ghost.
Could be a ghost. Or it could be like peeing in your mouth like you're doing again.
Oh my god.
Can we stop eating while we're podcasting? I know you're a teenager and you're just learning like how not to eat constantly, but it's an hour. Like, we could finish up now, but we're not allowed to. Because it would be against the rules. Like, it's just
Destiny hour. So we should probably go back into the what's changing. We kind of got off
topic. Well, you did. You said that Kane's coming back.
Yeah, true.
And we also spoke about Destiny 2 changing into Destiny 2. We've covered lots of ground already. Like, it's the first show. It's been a big 7 or 8 years of Destiny, and we've got to cover all the important bits.
Anyway, so we should probably talk a little bit about you, like what you do.
Do we need to? No. Oh, so what my job is.
Oh yeah. By the way, he was. No.
Maybe not. So my name is Bushman Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Applebull's dad.
Mm-hmm.
I have been his dad for all of his life so far. Love doing dad jokes. Also love playing Destiny. I've been playing Destiny. I bought it when it came out. I didn't play beta, but I did play. I bought it when it first came out. Probably took a break like I normally would. Never play FPS games. You know what FPS mean?
First person shooter or frames per second.
Well, yes. I mean,
I never
played games with first person second. It's just I'm that old that it was just a picture.
Which
is actually not far from the truth, because we had those games where it literally is a picture and you just have things on top.
If I didn't say frames per second, there would have been one person that's like.
I think some of those games were probably one frame per second, because the things would change every second.
There would have been one person, though, if I didn't say frames per second. That just in the little comment box, like, oh, no, frames per second, not FP, not first person shooter.
So anyway, so never played that. So I decided to challenge myself and spend some time, because I had young kids, believe it or not. So I wasn't out partying. So I thought, I might try to learn how to get good at this game, because I was not very good. My first KDs I was lucky to kill one or two people in PvP for the whole match.
I'm really tempted to talk about the build.
You really want to talk about build?
Yeah,
You're not interested in me telling my story about how.
No, I am. But
no, you're not. You really want to.
But talk every about time the you bring up that though, because I just.
Oh, builds for PvP.
Yeah,
there's a good segue. What an amazing segue. just whisper while someone's talking. I really want to talk about the builds. You are getting good at this podcast. I can play with this. All right, what builds are you playing with in PvP? Apple Build Zero.
I'm going to do a PvE one first. This one's for, obviously, when you're getting... Because it's really annoying when you go into Destiny 2. First of all, it's a really bad learning curve. It does not help at all if you're new to the game.
No, it does not.
And people do a thing where like each year they do another.
I eat, yeah.
I do that. Each year they go through, it again and test it out. Anyway, so this is just if these are all strand builds. Next week I'm probably gonna have like Voida.
Can we do like a dad joke section? No. It's a good segue. Just for later on, I'll come up.
Okay, fine.
And you can do a kid joke section, something that's actually funny. You have to think about it.
Anyway,
have a think about it while we're talking.
So,
all right.
These builds are.
Don't get distracted. We're talking serious stuff here, builds. Are we talking about hunter builds? Important ones.
No, I'm a Titan.
So you're just going to talk about.
No, I was going to add a. I plan on adding other types. Also, you could maybe do like hunters. I might do a couple warlock builds. So yeah, currently I have two builds here, both of which are strand, because I'm also a strand main. So first for PvE, this is what I call the strand tank.
Right.
This is how you use it. You run in.
That's it. Sounds good.
And you go crazy. Okay. So the exotic armor piece.
You're running with. Hang on, that's not what you've written down there.
Yeah, running
with. You're ad-libbing here.
Yeah.
Run in with. Not a sword. You run in sword. Sorry, run in with sword and go crazy.
Anyway, so exotic armor. Stronghold. Very. It's an armor that's not used much, even if you are Titan main. You're probably not going to use this much. Yeah, you're not going to use this much.
What does it do?
I'm trying to remember the exact specifics. It's to do with the swords, really. It helped, hence why it's running with a sword.
That's fine. You keep going.
So this sword, from recall, it maxes out your shield stats, I think it did. And it also,
So this is pretty niche. It maxes out your guard stats on equipped swords. And you can reduce damage while blocking with a sword.
But they also added something now where if you get hit with stuff whilst you're guarding with a sword, when you release the guard, it will, give you healing. Anyway.
Yeah, no, so it does. After blocking shots with a sword, it grants restoration for a duration determined by the number of shots.
Yeah, it can build up to 100.
So, like GG has said, it's actually not that niche in PvP. It's a 4.5 out of 5. That's pretty good. Just a hot tip, not particularly great in PvP.
Yeah, I don't recommend using this for PvP unless you really.
That's about as niche as
you can. Unless you really, really like swords.
And you have to wait for the heavy to drop, and then you only use it when you've got the heavy. And then as soon as. If you swap out. Do you know this in PvP? If you swap out your exotic armor, you lose all your, all your stats. So that is pretty. That's pretty crap.
So, this is only really good.
So hang on, you get your heavy. You use that, you knock some people out, you get shielded, you use up all your sword heavy, use your super, then change to something good in PvP.
Yeah, this is only good. This is only good for if you're building. Only use stronghold if you're specifically building.
Like Minecraft.
If you're building a build around.
Just like Fortnite.
If you're building. What the hell? If you're building a build around. around swords, then use stronghold. But if not, do not use it.
Okay.
Anyway, so
if you're not using a sword, this is a pretty bad out of place.
No, yeah.
Not good for miniguns.
Anyway, so here's the armor mod you're gonna want to be using.
Okay.
So your sword and add clear weapons. So you need to check what element they are. And click equip the siphon mod, one of each depending on your add clear weapon and your sword. So if your sword is strand like mine is, you can use your strand sword. So one strand siphon and your add clear weapon. Mine's also strand, but if it was say solo, you would also use a solo one. Then heavy handed. I don't remember what that does, but I know it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, it's if you kill someone with a melee, it drops a power orb. Two surge mods, matching the sword element,
mm-hmm.
Two time dilations, heavy ammo finder.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a given because it's a sword. Yeah.
Lucent blades, and sword, and whatever your sword elements is, scavenger mod.
Mm-hmm.
Aspects. Into the fray and banner of war.
It is Bannerfall. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fragments. You know, on Threat of Warning. Threat of Warding, sorry. Threat of Transmutation. Threat of Generation. Oh. That.
What?
He just farted into the microphone.
You tell me that you really wanted that to happen.
I feel like I said, I feel like it would be funny if that happened.
Yeah, well, there you go. It just seems to just happen. It smells
good. Anyway.
Lucky we got the door closed.
I'm going to list the fragments again. Threat of Warding, Threat of Transmutation, Threat of Generation, and Threat of Continuity. The stat you want to focus on to try to get them the highest as possible.
Like, that's, you shouldn't call a fart the Threat of Continuity. Oh, now you're fighting. You've got to fart into the microphone or they can't hear you do it. It's not funny if you can't hear it. Anyway. You see how I stood up and farted in? Next time.
Anyway. Stat you want to focus on.
This is going to get really bad in here. We're not going to make the hour.
The stats you're going to want to focus on are discipline, resilience, and mobility. Mobility is normally a dump stat for the Titan, but you're going to want to focus on it so you can run around while you're... Dump stat. Whilst you're guarding your sword, you can run around faster.
Mm-hmm.
Weapons. A good sword, if you can use an exotic slot, use the Lament. And
how do you find the Lament?
I haven't used it yet, but I know it's very good for this build.
Right. How do you know? You saw this build from someone, didn't you?
Yes. I'm going to list in the bottom.
Ooh. You're going to list it in the bottom?
You get the point. Okay. What the things sort of...
In the show notes, we'll put a link.
Yeah, and any good ad clear weapon. Do you have a charger for USB Type-C, my friend? This is about to go...
Oh, this is good. Okay, so
please, Dad, please, can you... Is he about to go flat?
Isn't that great?
No.
USB-C, no, there is no USB-C charger. Oh, no, there is one here, actually. But you got to be... But you're not stealing my seat.
Oh, well. Oh. I can still read it. Mm.
You can still read it from a distance.
Can move a little bit. I wonder, if you have like surround sound headphones, could you hear something? Could you like hear me moving around the microphone right now? If you can, let me know. Anyway,
that's competition number two. First, Apple will know if he's annoying.
Anyway, we're back up to the top.
Back up to the top of what?
The top of the thing. That's where the PvP build is. Because that was all a PvE build, remember? Oh. Do not use that in PvP! You're going to die!
It's just this on Strand new PvP Strand.
Yeah, the Strand nuke.
Do we need to do that? Can we save that for next turn?
No.
Why?
I've got to tell this one. Like, this one's amazing.
So this is like news to everyone. This is an amazing...
And this one I know is...
You increase your PvP KD stats from 0.2 to 1.2. Is that how amazing?
I'm going to finish reading this. Alright, so this is called what I call the Strand Nuke. It's a PvP thing, also for Titan. Next time it'll probably be maybe Void focused, and I'll probably have like a Warlock build in there. Dad, if you have any builds, let me know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's called a Hunter build. Press
Hunter. I'm really uncomfortable using anything aside from Titan, because I'm really used to just tanking things and putting up a shield. Anyway, so this is how you're going to use this one. When you melee someone, you're going to gain armor charge. You can use your grapple.
There goes the battery.
I remember a decent amount of it. If you use your grapple, then it's going to just shut down. Wait, wrong sentence. That made no sense. If you use your grapple melee, so you grapple then click the uncharged melee and you do a grapple melee. When you do that, you're going to get two armor charges instead of one. And then
armor charges too.
They just make you stronger, but that's not what we're using them for in this build. We're using them in this case, based on it, if you get meleed, it's going to blow up. Like, when they punch you, you're just going to unleash a massive just burst of lightning. Mm-hmm. And the exotic we're going to be using, I'm trying to remember what it's called, so I'm going to just search this up.
Really? We're going to have a look on the Google. What do you want to type?
It's like the... It was like the CX something. I don't know.
Oh, like, the AC/DC fences or whatever they are.
It should search it up.
AC/DC Destiny 2. AC/D/O feedback fence.
Yeah, that's it. So that's what we're going to be using, because that way when you punch someone, you're going to get your...
The AC/DO feedback fence is surprisingly strong now, according to...
It used to be, like, very weak, but now, if you use it, then... If you melee someone, you're going to gain armor charges, and if anyone melees you...
Does it make you look better as a Titan as well?
Or? I mean, it looks decent. It's not really...
Out of, like, S tier, A, B, C, D, what would you give it? Like, as
a... Maybe, like, a B...
Be.
Not bad, not the best one though. It's got a cool glowy effect. Okay. Anyway, so pretty much use a walking nuke. I don't have the fragments of the augments right now. Maybe we can go back to that once that's charged.
I doubt that's going to be charged in time. Maybe we can re-review this next time.
No, I must let you know.
You charge your devices before you come into the podcast studio?
Yeah, I thought it was charged. I haven't charged that in a while.
Podcast studio? It's got lots of great...
Yes.
Did you just have a whiff of that? What are we looking at?
I spotted the Disney.
Oh, Mr. Grumpy, the Disney hat. So this is... The funny thing is around, like, podcasting's a really uniquely audio-focused entertainment concept, and having a look around commenting on visuals on is likely not going to be as entertaining as you would like. Remember at the start you said we didn't want to tell people how entertaining we were going to be? That's one of those things we don't talk about. No, stop putting pins in your mouth. All right. So can I give a build? Because I know it back to front. I know
how go for it.
Right. So Hunter...
You know all the mods or the aspects or the fragments or the...
Mm-hmm. So there's this mod called Telesto. Actually, you can use that with the Titan as well.
I hate Telesto. Okay. We got to talk about the weapons real quick. Okay. We got to talk about what kind of things we like and what kind of things we don't like. I hate these things. Like the Jotun. Jotun? Jotun? Yeah, I hate that.
What? You hate being killed by it?
No, I hate using it.
You don't mind being killed by it then?
I've never been killed by it.
You've never been killed by Jotun. Oh, wow. Okay.
I hate how long it takes to just charge up.
It is a one-shot.
I hate how long it takes to charge up. I hate charging things up. That's why I don't like the Telesto.
Well, you know, it takes time to...
I also don't like scout rifles.
Wow. Well, in PvP, yeah, you're probably right. They're not the most powerful thing.
Shotgun. Shotgun ape, 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 shotgun ape.
No, that's not one of those challenges where you say it really quickly.
Shotgun ape, shotgun ape, shotgun ape, shotgun ape.
I think if you say anything quickly, it's like, so I think I'd only ever had like 100 shotgun kills in PvP till, and that was probably because there was a competition, like one of the things that Destiny told you had to get shotgun kills to get some type of progression on some exotic weapon. But the most common over time since Destiny first began has always been hand cannon shotgun.
I was confused why I kept seeing hand cannons.
So the reason hand cannons can be good is that you can peek in and out of cover. So you need to get 3 headshots, generally speaking. 3 or 4? It's three.
For some, it's 2.
Generally speaking, they try to stop getting 2 because that's a little bit quick. But with like, generally,
all the time it's 2, 1, 2 body shot, headshot, headshot, body shot.
Yeah, for a high impact one potentially. But and there have been times when 2 is enough, like Thorn, and it's there was a.
Remember the just recently in the deep one, something of the deep. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
It was a deep gun.
Yeah, they had a pistol, which was really good for stasis titans. I haven't used stasis much. It's kind of fun, but I can't be bothered to do all the quests to get all the aspects.
Yeah, I still got my warlock at all the aspects. It was such a long journey. So
yeah, I can't be bothered.
I think they need to fix that. If you've done quest steps with one character. That should be enough. No one should have to go back and go through the quest steps for stasis for all three characters. That's just tedious. But
I haven't actually used any other character aside from my Titan for longer than, like, 5 minutes. The only time I've used him is either, one, to test them out, or two, to
try. I think you should have the right if you want to. Like, I'm sure there would be some people, especially, like, the YouTubers and the Twitch people that spend a lot of time on Destiny that have got a lot of spare time up their sleeve, and it's a challenge, and you can redo the quest steps, and it's a good reminder of what the story was, etc., etc. Fine. But there are many people that actually just want to be able to play with the aspects without having to spend 8 hours.
I really hate how long it's taking to get all the Strand aspects. Because as a maneuver, I really like playing with Strand. It's really fun to use. This is really good, right? But
yeah, I agree. And the same thing, if you've done all your Strand aspects on one character, you should have the choice to unlock them all on the other two characters when you jump in there. So they've done similar stuff like that, like leveling up. But generally speaking, you have to pay money for it. I don't know if I want to be paying money to not have to play their game. I think if I play it once, that's enough. But that's been the ongoing struggle that Destiny's been, or Bungie's been trying to deal with, is trying to, like, I hate doing strikes. Once you've done a strike 5 times, that's it. I don't like stories for the sake of stories, especially if they're stories I've heard 5 times, or in strikes cases, hundreds of times. I just don't enjoy it, so don't make me do it. And they have. Apparently this season they've tried to focus on things not being required to do, you know, 5 strikes or three strikes normally, or two nightfalls and a strike or something that you have to do. So I don't mind doing the nightfall because the actual content's challenging, but if the content's easy and I've done it 100 times, it's not fun. So that's been... So my PvP, I'm probably, I would say, a PvP, we were talking about this earlier today, that I'm probably a PvP main that uses PvE to get the guns to play in PvP. But I like PvE if I'm with a group that I'm having fun with, especially if there's more than 3 of us, then...
I like nuking the big hordes. It's very funny.
Oh, no, yeah.
Like with Dune Marches or something?
Yeah. I like solo, so I've soloed Prophecy Dungeon. I like the challenge of PvE if I spec into it, and it's, a difficult encounter I'm good to go with. That can be challenging and fun, but, yeah, just mind-numbing running through strikes, not fun.
I should probably finish what I was saying before, because I always get annoyed when a YouTuber starts saying something and then doesn't finish.
Well, we don't want people to get annoyed by
that. So, this is what it was going to be. It was about the Titan Behemothin. Before we get distracted by how annoying it is to get the aspects. But one of the things that people were doing, right, was... Remember, it was about the hand cannons. It was the Taken hand cannon that they had. I'm trying to remember what it was called.
Is it the exotic or just...
No, it was just a normal one.
Oh, yeah. It's just...
It was in the energy class.
The energy class... I might have it here.
Yeah, right there. Targeted reduction, yeah. That was really good, because you can do a 2-tap with it. Like, bap, bap.
Can you really?
Yeah, if you craft the right ones, you can 2-tap.
Really? I'm not hard to believe. It's a 120 rounds per minute gun. I've killed 226 enemies with that gun. That's amazing.
Like,
Telesto enemies I've killed? Well, it says 4,000, but it's not. I think I've killed probably... That's just that gun that...
I hate Telesto.
Wow. That's a really strong word. Why would you say something like that?
I hate charging guns.
Well, you just need a...
Glaive.
You like the gun.
Glaive.
So I'm a pulse...
I like glaive because it makes me stronger melee.
You just like rushing in.
I am very headstrong.
But yeah, so I'm a little bit off meta. I'm a voop voop man.
I like things that, even if they're not meta, they're just chaotic. I run the chaos route. I will run into the biggest horde of PvP players. I know I'm going to lose, but it's still going to be funny.
Funny for them.
Funny for me as well. Because I get to go, yeah, if I use the Doom Marches and kill one person, it damages everyone. Like, oh my god, what the hell?
So if anyone's playing with Apple Ball, just wait for him to do that, and then you can get the cleanup kills. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Also, I mean, with the Strand mode we're going over before it went flat... You're not gonna... What I try to do it's not going to be a bad thing anymore. That was going to be an absurdly strong tactic. This is a very, like, for some reason, like, people don't, like, strand much for, not, like, for all things, but, like, for Titan or Warlock. Like, I'm not saying, like, they're not fun, but apparently, like, they're not necessarily the best for it. But because of strands, the way it moves and how fluid it is, it's very useful. Got it. Alright, go over your builds.
Well, I can tell you the one build that I've got, which is the PvE build.
So why do you use it for PvP?
I don't.
Are you sure you don't? No, not so once you had a shader to use, so once you had a shader for
it's very distracting. I'm just trying to get
some. I was gonna say, someone should have a shader. Someone should have a shader for to make all your armor look like it's taken.
Yeah, there, I think there is one somewhere. There's a lot of shaders
here. No, there isn't. That's not one. No. They had a taken armor set in Destiny 1. Destiny 1, there was a taken armor set, but yeah.
Yeah, but do you think?
No.
Alright, so I'm going to. This is my. I guess. Look, you can use it for solo builds. It's basically an invisibility build that. I don't even know where I took it from, so I don't even know if I can. Link to it, but I can tell you what it is. So it's basically, and you can probably go as extreme or as little as you want.
By the way, he's a hunter. For some stupid reason.
A sixth coyote, you get a double dodge. So you want, and the dodges are the ones that, hang on, I need to find out. So if I go into.
I don't like being hunter or warlock. They're just kind of weird to use for me. I'm very used to tanking things.
Right. So what you need to do. For PvE, is you want...
The triple jump feels unnatural.
Your abilities... I've defaulted to Marksman's Dodge because it reloads your weapons and I'm just used
ooh,
to...
Ooh, invisibility.
Really, if you're really trying to stay invisible, what you want to actually do is dodge...
Gambler's Dodge.
Gambler's Dodge so that you actually recharge your melee ability, which is your smoke bomb.
That was what?
What?
Smoke bomb. Melee.
Yeah, so your melee, you know, as a hunter, you throw a bomb, you throw a smoke bomb.
What the hell? That's
it's called a wombo combo. You never heard of the wombo combo? You are missing out on life if you don't know about the wombo combo. All right,
the wombo combo meal.
So you've got.
That's a weird. Is that actually just how it? What? What?
So many different things you can pick from.
I don't like playing as Void too much. Anyway. Oh, really? Actually, fun fact. If you want to play as Titan...
You're really distracting right? When someone...
You're trying to I know, you so are you, Dad, so yeah, are you.
Remember when you were doing yours?
not much there. In Titan, right, if you play as either Ark or Void, you can do some stuff that Hunters do if you're really obsessed with being Hunter. If you're an Ark, you can do a dodge roll instead of a shield. Well, not quite a dodge roll, but kind of like dashing to the sides. Very useless for me because shield, but oh well. Or also you can use Void, and if you can equip this a certain fragment that when you kill someone, it will with your super it will give you invisibility.
Got it. All right. So back to Hunter. The main thing you want to make sure you have is Vanishing Step. I mean that's the killer of it.
Wait. I want to have a vote in the comments.
Who's your best? Who's Hunter?
Which
best?
This probably won't get very many votes, given well,
it's
how...
It's hard to do this when we don't have...
Yeah, it's the first... Yeah, I know. So, there'll be very few people that do respond to this, if any. But if there is any, what class and what subclass
is the best? Maybe we'll ask that once we've got an audience, right?
We can ask it again once we have a big audience, but...
Big, like more than three. me, you, and one other person. So we've got Vanishing Step, that's your number one. Dodging makes you invisible. Six Coyote gives you two dodges. So the key things here is Six Coyote, double dodge, Vanishing Step, your smoke bombs, your dodge turns, this gives you another smoke bomb, and you want your mobility at 100 because that will increase the amount of times dodges. You can dodge. And then I've got Trapper's Ambush, which I never use Quickfall now I'm looking at it. I don't think I've ever used Quickfall to spend your melee charge and dive to the ground, which is probably not a bad thing considering
Targets caught in the cloud are weakened and allies are made invisible. So I guess if you... Yeah, I actually need to start doing that more often. But for this one, your smoke bomb makes your nearby allies invisible. So not so great for solo work, but good as your... if you're working...
What's Stylish Executioner?
So that's the other one that I don't use, where that's... what is it? Defeating weakened, suppressed, or volatile targets grants invisibility and true sight. So that's probably more of a PvP thing. I guess you could use it if it was solo.
Wait, what the?
So you've got...
Wait a minute.
What?
Why is he holding a knife?
Because that's what you use a Night Stalker.
Wait, what?
So you've got Echo of Persistence.
It doesn't even have a knife as an option, though.
Echo of Domineering, Echo of Dilation, and Echo of Remnant. So
a knife isn't even an option in the Night Stalker.
It's just what it looks like. It's the, what do they call it? It's like the hero thoughts. It's kind of like...
Titans just do this.
Dude, it's a podcast, not a visual show.
Your point. Yeah, Titans,
not a YouTuber.
I'll explain. Titans just have their hand held out, like kind of like false grasping, and like above it, they have a ball of whatever it is. Except for if it's stasis, then they just have a clenched fist covered in ice.
Right. So just to finalize on the 100 mobility, as high as you can for resilience, because obviously that... So it's about survivability. And I tend to use this as... So if I'm in a team of 3 or 6 in a raid or what have you, I'm the rezzer, basically, or the dunker. So because I'm invisible and the ads don't see you, if you're dead, I'll come and res you. Or if there's an activity where you actually need to pick up a ball and dunk it in a spot, but there's a lot of crazy ads everywhere... They'll avoid me whilst I basically dodge, pick up the ball, run to the place where I need to dunk it.
Or you could be a titan and just place a shield in front of your friend's ghost and revive them.
Well, you could do that for revive, but it's not so good for the dunking thing. So that's basically...
But you can also tank a lot more hits because you want to have really, really high... what's it called? Really, really high resilience, like max resilience the entire time.
And you probably... So I've got 47 on my... strength as well. So again, that smoke bomb. So that's it. So you dodge, you get double dodge, which is up a fair bit. Then you get a smoke bomb, which again keeps you invisible. And when you dodge, you get the smoke bomb back. So it's effectively infinite invisibility. That's the word I'm looking for. Say that 3 times quickly.
Infinite invisibility.
Ah, I got you on the third. I thought you were going to get that. so that's it. That's. I don't have a lot of builds, but that's my PvE build. And I guess you could technically do the same thing. I actually heard that there are different cultures and different metas in different areas. So a while back in Japan, invisibility was like that was the meta. If you were playing people in that region, there would be a lot of people.
And PvE apparently even now, well, not anymore. Now it's apparently currently PvP is dominated by titans placing shields everywhere, especially in trials.
That's amazing.
But in PvP, apparently there was a time where invisibility was the only thing like hunters would use. Well, obviously not actually, but like essentially, like it was really annoying to count because there was so many just invisible things that you essentially couldn't see.
Like Apple Ball. Invisible.
I mean, technically to them, I'm invisible. They have no idea what I look like.
So we probably should have said this at the front end, but I think we have mentioned the fact that we will put a link to a few things so if people want to actually find us and talk to us, they can do that. So Discord's probably the big one.
Yep. Probably a build. I reckon. I want to link in the build that I found the nuke for, because even though if anyone is watching this now and not next time when I'll be able to go over that build fully, then they'll get the, then they'll be able to see what the build actually is and be able to do it now. Very few people will benefit from that, but if anyone does, nice.
Very nice.
That way they can be the nuke that everyone always wants to be, which, well, probably not everyone. Anyone that's like me, that's really, really, really headstrong, can just charge in and just melee everyone. And if you die, you're still gonna kill at least 3 people if there's 3 people there. If there's 4 people, you're probably gonna kill 4. If there's 5 people, you're probably gonna kill 5 people. If there's 6 people, you're probably gonna kill 5 people.
So would you be willing to, if people come into the Discord channel, if they want to catch up and play some Destiny, would you play with them?
Or? That sounds fun.
Well, do you want to tell people, they'll probably get an idea from our accent where we're from, but do you want to tell them kind of what region we live in?
G'day, 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 mate. Is that we're upside down over here.
Norway, then?
I feel like that's good enough. We're upside down, yeah.
You're in New
Zealand. I see how many people actually guess this.
Wow. Should we put another...
Yes, another vote.
Another vote with our three listeners. I think I might be getting ahead of myself.
I know, but it's so funny.
Oh, dear. Oh, I haven't done my dad joke for it.
Go for it.
I don't really have one. I have to dad jokes next year. What's your favourite dad joke that I've ever given you? And don't say, I'm hungry. Hi, hungry.
It's the, I hate that one.
You hate that one. What's the best one you've ever done? Oh, and why don't you do your one, which I think used to be a dad joke, but you've turned it into your own. What's your favourite runs around the ducks?
I was going to say, is it the duck one? Yeah, it's the duck one. The duck what day? Okay. Okay, where does a duck fart from?
From New Zealand.
They're not responding.
From New Zealand, I'm responding for the audience.
I want to see how long I can get a pause before it gets all quiet.
Well, I think it's got... Well, radio silence. We've done all the good ones.
Would you like to chop that? No.
At least put some crickets or something. I'll put some crickets in post-production.
Yeah, even the talk about adding in edits as well. Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Are we gonna start people? I don't know. Where do ducks fart from?
The butt quack.
Oh! I've never heard that joke. That's amazing.
He's lying. I've told this to him like over.
I think I might have told you to. Oh, actually, my favorite joke is.
By the way, guys, I'm gonna tell my dad over here to put in a link to his other podcast that he does with his friends, Destiny Addicts. It's a very, very, very different vibe. It's a lot of swearing. Yeah. I don't like swearing, yeah, but
We might actually put this on that. For those listening, we'll probably put it on there for anyone that's interested in actually listening to a cleaner show for more family-friendly. You're welcome to come into this Discord server and have a chat to us, and we might even change the clan. You reckon we should change the clan to this one?
I want to make a new clan.
You can be the leader. Anyway, so favourite joke, ready? It's coming out to this time. But I'm not going to spoil the joke. Are you ready? No. We've got 10 minutes for me to tell this joke. So, there's a bit of silence because I've got 10 minutes to learn. All right. What's red and white and taps on the window?
Santa Claus in a microwave.
Santa Claus in
a microwave. Wait.
I think I just spotted.
Yeah. I got two things to talk about.
Oh, two. Well, you got 5 minutes for
each. Yeah. Okay, so. Right. I guess so. We got one. So what do you think about, what would you do if Telesso got nerfed into the ground?
Well, you have heard it's been banned on a few occasions.
Why do you not have any exotics equipped for your weapons?
People can't see everything. It's less they will be equipped. What would I do? Well, here's a callback for earlier in the episode. When it was banned, Telesto's been known to break the game, yeah? So they've actually had to disable it, right? So it just wouldn't work. Yojin. They're dad guns. Here you go. Yay. It's a list, eh? Oh, I can't use that. Yoke tune. So that's the other one. Or another fusion rifle. A rental was good. I would probably use. I actually quite like that Iron Banner.
Still a little bit disappointed that they got rid of the Callus glitch where you just kill him from underneath the stairs.
Or if I'm not using a Telesto and a scout rifle, I normally default back to a sniper rifle and a sidearm.
And the last, you mean a primary? Not primary, sorry, hand cannon?
No, sidearm. Because so sidearms,
the benefit, the pistol
of, and I normally actually swap. So I know it's not meta, but when I'm using a sniper rifle, I'll use knucklehead radar so people can't sneak up behind you. So when they do, sidearms are quite short range. But when people are, so I'm generally, you know, scoping for people. But when I see my radar pop, ping that someone's coming to me, I pull out of my sniper, wait for a little bit, think that they, because they probably think I'm sniping, and then they come up and I just sidearm them to death.
And the last thing I wanted to bring up was about the third potential dark subclass.
Actually, well, I've got one question because we're going to bounce this, right?
Pass me the controller. I need to go somewhere on that check something.
I'm going to ask you if because you asked me what would happen if Telesto was banned. Sorry, because we're pulling away from the. We really shouldn't be talking as close to the microphone and then pulling away from it. We're sharing the same microphone.
Where is it?
What would you do? You know how you said, what would you do if Telesto was nerfed to the ground?
Yeah.
What would you do if Titan was nerfed to the ground and you couldn't wear exotics? All exotics banned on Titans because they were too powerful because they keep winning. Keep winning Guardian games. So, what would you do?
No, the last time it was won by Warlocks before this time, yes. Warlocks. No, I checked. The golden thing was a bird and everything. It was Warlocks before us.
Anyway, I just know it wasn't Hunter. So, what would you do if Titans were nerfed to the ground? Would you go to the dark side?
I'd try out Warlock.
That's the big problem. And you've gone to the thing where it's real people don't use.
I tell you why I go for Warlock. Because you can still use it defensively. You can use it like a shield.
That'd be good, actually. You can go Warlock, and I'll use you as a shield. I like it. Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
Should I find it? But apparently, I'm not sure imagined this, but it was supposed to be... Wasn't there, like, two new subclasses?
Apparently, we ordered to instantly unlock the new Telesto.
Telestian. But it's a fusion rifle. I can tell you what it does.
It's got a lot. It starts with TE. It has an L and an S.
It matches
It's actually got Telesto in its name. It's going to be the new Telesto.
It matches the subclass of whatever subclass you use. Anyway.
Is that the exotic perk?
No, but that is one of the things it does. That's the only thing I remember. Ooh, wait a minute. So I was always curious if they were gonna add.
Sorry to the listeners.
Headphone people. I was curious about how they were going to, do the third subclass, the darkness subclasses. Mm-hmm. So because all the other classes have been invertations of other subclasses. Strand, for example, was the inverse of Void. That's like, that one's just the easiest one to talk about. You
said invertations. Invertation. I've heard that word before, invertations.
That's a word. Anyway.
Is it though?
Okay, yes.
I get it. You keep going.
You have a mouse so unbelievably sensitive. Anyway, so... apparently I misremembered that, but I know there's at least one new subclass because that's what's been happening all the other times. But so
I'm gonna say that
what the glow on that guy's purple.
I'm gonna say that invitation is
weird.
Is not a word.
Anyway.
I guess you could use it because it is. So it said, Google said, did you mean invitation? This is what I was saying. To turn or change to the opposite or contrary, as in nature, or to affect, to invert a process. No. There's a song called Invitation. What's the name of the people that empty-headed fools.
As I was saying before, right?
Do you reckon they did that in COVID?
Maybe.
Because things got inverted in COVID. Everything was flipped.
The third darkness subclass is supposed to be either...
We should get the rights for that. That could be the name of our show. We should get in touch with... If anyone knows the empty-headed fools, if they can give us the rights for that, it might be a really inappropriate question.
No.
I'm going to find out.
The third subclass is supposed to be...
We should ask the audience.
The third subclass is supposed to be either red or yellow. Because invitations and also,
invitations.
And also other, like, I think there were other, I think there were other hints of, like, stuff we found on the walls, or not pee, but.
Wow. We start with pee in your mouth and we end up with snot in it. That was a good, that's,
anyway, oh, wow, so,
that's gonna be clipped. That's how it, that's how
no.
It,
yeah. No.
We're gonna send that baby out to just promote the show. Well, we've only got 3 minutes.
Okay, I was gonna quickly.
How about you? Yeah, so invitations?
We found it on the wall somewhere. I didn't find it, someone else did, obviously. But we found on the wall, like, the, about the color yellow and, like, anyway. If it's red, though, it was supposed to be about, like, the nightmares, which, based on, because currently we have the annual pass, like, final shape, like, pre-order thing up on the screen, it says, the final shape looms. A nightmarish calification of reality turns the witness to...
Calcification.
I don't know what that word is.
Well, they've made it up, clearly.
Calcification. It's callous. Calcification.
Yeah, callous is coming back. That's the...
anyway. Wait, this is going to end the war of light and darkness. Anyway, so... Oh, we're going into the Traveler. That's what I was talking about before.
With Kane. Oh, it's a callback. Oh, you are smart, man.
Did I even talk about that on the stream?
Yeah, you did. It's the stream slash...
Like how the... Okay, in case I didn't... people
wait,
have,
we don't have time.
People have that. Theories that in... People have theories that inside the Traveler is where we saw Caden in the final shape.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we'll just double-checking. No.
They don't
want to
hear it twice.
No, no. So just double-checking. So
we're good?
No. Almost done. So... But red is supposed to be nightmares, and based on that, a nightmarish
calcification. About the first show, you want to be finished.
A
up.
Nightmarish calcification. So nightmare, the third club subclass should be red then, and it could be to do with nightmares.
And callus is nightmare. I feel like we've done this before. you missed out on it. So literally, no, there's been nightmares in callus.
There's been nightmares in the game. I haven't done research a lot about it. But the third dark subclass is supposed to be. Nightmare.
Look, but I wouldn't be surprised. Destiny, Bungie's very good at reskinning things and just saying, oh, look at these new content.
Wait,
same enemies.
Look at Nerf shotguns. Nerf shotguns.
No,
thing.
We're not going to look
at Destiny shotguns.
Why?
There's so many shotguns people figured out that have this exact same design just with different color scheme.
Yeah.
Actually, fun fact, if you look at your... If you're trying to find a certain color scheme to put with the rest of your gear that's on a certain piece of armor... If you actually do research, you can actually find that certain piece of armor. Like, if you keep going through different shaders, eventually you'll find every single armor piece and weapon has its own shader. It's just a random shader selected. Probably not a random one, but it is a shader. So if you like the shader of a certain armor piece, just you should be able to research what one it is. And
you're saying do your own research?
Yes. Anyway,
we're good.
Cade 6, Dad. Cade 6.
We're on the hour.
Cade 6, Dad. Okay, Cade 6.
Is coming. We get it. So, just to recap, this is Apple Bull. I'm Bush and Bob. When I say this, I was pointing.
I'm surprised we didn't accidentally say the name.
No, we're not saying our real name.
I'm surprised we didn't accidentally.
Well, we wouldn't. Dad and son and pee mouth is probably... He's now eating peas again. Starting with pee in his mouth and he's ending with pee in his mouth. So, frozen peas are good for kids. Just heads up for all parents out there. It's cheap. It's you can get them eating it while they're podcasting with you.
Just so you know, before we started the stream, I was just eating peas.
Well,
it was very annoying.
I think they gathered that because you were eating it as we started.
I just kept eating peas. My dad's like, oh my god,
now,
stop.
Listening to it at the start. Most of the people that were not interested in this have already stopped.
There's only one person that...
You just peed on the floor.
There's only one person at
no,
the
that's
end.
It. We've got to go. We've got to clean up the pee on the ground. Join us on the Discord. Join us on... and in the Discord, we'll have... And in our show notes, we'll get... Find out how to find us.
If we ever get popular, there's going to be one person.
What do you mean if we ever get popular? We're already popular.
Anyway, there's going to be one person that's like, yes, peas. Yes. Maybe we should make merch. Like, if we end up getting popular, we could make merch that's to do with peas.
I think we need to put this as like a Patreon special bonus or something if we're going to be doing this. But let's not again. I think we're getting ahead of ourselves.
If we make a Patreon, we can call it 2 hours of Destiny.
the 2 hour Destiny podcast. Okay. No, just no. Not with you in this room, with farting and being on the ground.
1.2 hour
Destiny. 1 hour Destiny is enough for us and enough for
everyone. 1.2 hour Destiny.
No, no, and no. So, thank you for listening if you've got this far. We will try to get out a show at least once every year.
A week.
Well, see, you got to under-promise and over-deliver. We're not saying the weekly hourly Deadcast, Destiny 2 cast.
At least.
Let's go for once a month. Let's aim for once a month. If we can get it early in that, that's a bonus.
I hope for at least twice a month.
Okay, fortnightly is the goal. Monthly will be the outcome. But we'll do what we can. We'll just have to make sure you're playing. And enjoy Destiny, everyone. If you want to come on and join us, at one point we might even do some Twitch stream together. And you can find me, Bush and Bob, on Twitch whenever you would like. And yeah, we'll see you in the Discord channel.
See you in the next hour.